It's time to get down to business with $30 a month business internet. WOW Business offers 99.9% network reliability so that you can keep your business moving. $30 a month gets you 30 megabytes per second with 24/7 US-based support, a price lock guarantee, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Lock in our lowest priced offer for the support you need. Go to switchtowellbusiness.com. Offer for new customers with a 2-year agreement subject to change. Prices do not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.
Two Chairs No Waiting, episode number 123. Mayberry fan Al Gandolfi. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by Weaver's Department Store at weaversdepartmentstore.com. Drop by over at Weaver's. They've got some limited edition items, things that are going to be hard to find. If you scroll down and look over on the left side, you'll see a What's New button. If you click that, you'll see all the latest items. So drop by weaversdepartmentstore.com. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners like you. Thank you very much for your support. The executive producer of tonight's episode 123 is Ann Newsom, my mom. Yeah, well, we wouldn't have the podcast without her because I wouldn't be around. So thanks, Mom. All right, folks. I am Alan Newsom, your host for Two Chairs No Waiting, and I'm glad to have you with me. I hope you're as excited as I am about just being here and spending some time in Mayberry again this week. You know, what we're going to do this week is talk to a guy named Al Gandolfi. Now, Al is just a Mayberry fan, just like you, just like me. And he's at so many Mayberry events. He shows up. He gets to come whenever he can. But he lives down in Florida, down in the Cocoa Beach area of Florida. And so, you know, it's a long drive for him to go up to Mount Airy, North Carolina, or to somewhere in Ohio or Indiana or wherever the event may be. But Al makes those treks very often when we have those events, big major events especially. He tries to be there. And he was at an event down in Florida, and I believe the recording I have will mention some of this, but it had been held in West Palm Beach, Florida, back in 2009 in March. And we had had a thing at Grace Fellowship Church seniors pastor, he's the pastor for the senior adults, Frank Ingram, he organized that event. And following the event that afternoon, that evening, I recorded interviews with some of the tribute artists, and then I talked with Al. So let's just get straight on into the interview with Al, so you guys can hear some of that. Now, again, this was recorded back in 2009 in March, so it's almost 2 years ago now at the time of this recording. So here we go. Here's me 2 years ago. Okay, we're down here in Florida. We just got through doing a Mayberry show, and we've interviewed over the times here at Two Chairs No Waitings. We've interviewed different impersonators and even the cast members. But I wanted to talk to some of the fans, and we have with me tonight, I got Al Gandolfi. I say it right, Al?
Yes.
If you ever read the name, it's really hard to say, but I just know how to say it now. So it's Al Gandolfi, and you live down here in Florida, right?
Yes, I do. I live in Cocoa, Florida.
And Al put on a Mayberry show about, what was it, 2 or 3 years ago, and had all of the tribute artists down here?
Yes, it was 2005. I did a Mayberry Comes to Cocoa Festival.
What makes somebody decide that they want to put on a Mayberry Festival in their town? What makes you decide to do that?
Well, me personally, I've been going to Mount Airy, North Carolina for the past 18 years. And I've always wanted to bring something like that to my hometown. So 3 years before I did it, I've kind of worked together with businesses and getting sponsors and everything, getting everything together. So I decided to do it. And I made Mayberry Come to Cocoa, Florida.
That's great. And it was a great event. We had a lot of fun down here. What made you a big Andy Griffith Show fan? Because that's, you know, that's what, you know, people that are listening to this podcast, they know. But that is something that we get asked a lot is, you know, what makes somebody just like the show to the point where they work hard to put on an event like this?
Well, when I watch the Andy Griffith Show, when I sit down and watch the show, I get the hometown feeling of just being back in that time, the way it used to be. And everybody on the character makes you laugh through the whole episode. And another thing, all the episodes actually have a meaning when you get to the end.
Right. What's your favorite episode of the Andy Griffith Show? What's your favorite? Let's not do episode. That's too normal. What scene? Because there's scenes on the Andy Griffith Show that not really necessarily got anything to do with the show, but they're, what's your favorite scene on the Andy Griffith Show?
I would say probably Opie the Birdman, when Andy actually comes into Opie's bedroom and gives him a talk about, you know, killing the little birds. That's probably my best scene.
Because of the relationship between Andy and Opie, you're saying?
Right, right. The relationship, yes.
Because that, you know, when we watch the Andy Griffith Show, whether you realize it or not, I believe it's the relationships between the characters, that's what's funny, and that's what brings the humor and the enjoyment out of it. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, definitely.
Because, you know, you see, in that case, you see Andy and how much he loves Opie, but yet he's still trying to teach him a lesson. And I think that is one of the things that does make that show so special and kind of timeless.
Oh, yes. You said it. Definitely.
Yeah, I'm taking the words right out of Al's mouth here. So, but when you put on an event like you did down here, did you get a lot of resistance, or what's that like? I mean, most of the people that put on events tend to be in the South, and this is the South down here in Florida. But is it the people are going, what are you trying to do? Why are you doing this?
Well, yes, I actually, you know, when I actually did the festival, I actually had some negative responses from people that, you know, bringing Mayberry to Florida will never happen to do a festival. And then I had majority of the people, they absolutely loved it. You know? So you get two sides, you know. Yeah.
Was there anybody helped you, or did you do it all by yourself pretty much?
I basically had about a handful of volunteers, and I basically did the whole thing myself.
I think that's what we see when we go to all the different Mayberry events around the country. You guys that are listening, when we have events in Alabama, we've got one, we have them in Mount Airy, there's always a very core group of people that are the ones that actually instigate and put on that show. It's usually just a few people. And, you know, so if you want to be a part of one, you can do it yourself. But it takes some people to do it, I think. You're going to work yourself to death if you do it by yourself like you did, right?
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Yeah. Yeah, it can definitely be done, you know. My main thing was the contacts that I had with the radio station, the Chamber of Commerce, and the Tourist Development Council. Those three entities right there. It definitely can be done.
You've traveled up to Mount Airy, North Carolina for Mayberry Days. Why do you go back to Mayberry Days every year or as often as you do?
Well, it's really a little short vacation for me to go, and I love North Carolina. And, you know, what got me really started is my mom actually bought me a book for my birthday, early 90s. It was called The Andy Griffith Show. And I'm thumbing through it, and I come across a section where diehards of the Andy Griffith Show descend to Andy Griffith's hometown for a Mayberry Festival. So I went, and I've been going ever since. I've been going ever since then.
What keeps you coming back? I mean, I know, of course, you know, when you go to Mount Airy for Mayberry Days, there are the impersonators are there, the tribute artists, whatever you want to call us, we're there. But the whole town kind of turns into Mayberry for the weekend, right?
Yeah, it's the whole town turns into Mayberry. There's a Floyd's Barbershop, Snappy Lunch, Bluebird Diner, the Main Street, the Downtown Cinema. Yeah, it's like going to Mayberry, basically, for a weekend. Yeah.
When you watch the Andy Griffith Show every day, I guess?
I watch about 3 to 4 episodes a day.
Why do you watch the Andy Griffith Show as often as you do? Why do you do that?
The Andy Griffith Show to me is one of those black and white episodes that is very emotional to me. You know, the way the people, Floyd, Barney, Andy, Goober and Gomer, just the way their lives are set in the town of Mayberry, the way they live their lives every day. It's just very emotion for me to see that. And I wish it was like that again.
I think we all do. I think that's part of it. And I know for me, when I watch it, it's a good release for the day. I mean, you have all your stress you have at work. You have all the different things you're dealing with daily. But when you get home, you can pop in the Andy Griffith Show and forget about that for 30 minutes.
Yep, it takes you back. It's that old saying, take me back to Mayberry. It takes me back at the end of the day.
You have a big collection of Mayberry stuff that you put on display at some of the events, right? Tell us a little bit about some of the stuff you got.
Yes, my mom bought me this book is when I really got excited about the Andy Griffith Show and all the memorabilia, and that's basically when I started collecting it. So every time I have a birthday, every time Christmas comes, everybody knows what to buy me. So that's basically how I've collected most of it.
And you were telling me today at the show, Al had brought much of his collection in to display for everybody, and it was in a gym, and it basically lined the entire side of the length of the gym. And I asked Al, I said, where do you display this at home, and where do you display it at home?
Well, you know, there's so much stuff, and it stays boxed up, and I don't really get to enjoy it. You know, you need a big house to have a museum,
right.
And I just don't have the room for it. And God knows my wife, she wants it boxed up. So,
well, I definitely can feel for Alan that if you ever watch the video podcast behind me, there's all kinds of things on the walls and on bookshelves and everywhere else. This entire room that I'm sitting in is Mayberry stuff. In front of me is the, you know, local barber captures escaped convict hanging on the wall. I got a barber pole over here, you know, so I can definitely understand that. Well, you hear Al. Al is just a big fan, just like you, just like me. And so what you're hearing from him is, I think, mostly the same things that you think. You enjoy watching the Andy Griffith Show. If you watch this show or listen to this show, you watch the Andy Griffith Show fairly regularly. You've definitely watched it a lot at some point, and you enjoy yourself. You have a good time, and it's fun. And I believe that's what Al is trying to get us to understand. We all feel that way. It's not just you, and it's not just me. It's all of us Mayberry fans. We enjoy ourselves and have fun. We can go and watch Andy Griffith Show, know that we don't have to worry about something that's going to be said, that's going to be something our kids shouldn't see, something we shouldn't see or hear. And it's just a great release every day to spend some time there. And you also heard, you know, a lot of people believe that these Mayberry events that happen throughout the country just kind of happen. They just kind of, woo, it just appeared out of nowhere. Well, no, that's not it at all. So like Al was talking about, it's a lot of work for these folks that organize the events. So if you ever go to one of the Mayberry events, you know, we got several coming up. Let me tell you about a couple of them. I tend to try not to make these shows so that they're timed, you know, so that if you listen to them later, that it wouldn't be just as enjoyable. But there's several events coming up in the next few months here. Coming up really soon is a George Lindsay UNA Film Festival. It's in March, and March the 3rd through the 5th. We got Ronnie Shell's going to be performing. Ronnie Shell's Duke Slater off of Gomer Pyle. On Tax Day. Tax Day is the big day coming up real soon right here. We got Betty Lynn is going to be at the Andy Griffith Museum in Mount Airy, North Carolina on April 15th. Also on April 15th, Karen Knotts, the daughter of Don Knotts, will be performing her one-person Tied Up in Knots show about the life of her dad, Don Knotts, at the Central Magnet School in Murfreesboro, Tennessee at 7 p.m. So for details of stuff like that, you can go to, if you go to imayberry.com and go to the event calendar, you'll see all this stuff there. April 15th and 16th is another fella that I know. He listens to this podcast, so he's going to enjoy hearing this. Tom Rusk, he's putting together a show called Mayberry Comes to Westminster, South Carolina on the 15th and 16th of April. And I'll be at that event. Rodney Dillard will be at that event. David Browning, Barney, he'll be there, the Mayberry deputy. and some other tribute artists as well, VW Boys. You know, so join us in that area if you're there. So you've got three options right there on that same day. Betty Lynn in Mount Airy, North Carolina. Kara Knotts in Tennessee, Murfreesboro. And Rodney Dillard and some of us Mayberry tribute artists over in Westminster, South Carolina on the 15th and 16th. So, folks, it's a great time coming up there. One more event I'll tell you about that's really special to my heart is an event. It's called the Eagle's Wing Fundraiser. It's in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. It's the 28th and 29th of April. And the funds are raised there to provide facilities for adults with special needs. So that's just some of the stuff that's coming up. If you'll go over to imayberry.com and check the event calendar, you'll be able to see what's coming up currently for you, no matter when you're listening to this show. If you listen to it a year from now, if you listen to it this week that I'm recording, you'll be able to find whatever's current at that point. But there's events just like that happening all over the place, you know, several per year. And just realize how much work that those organizers put into putting those on for us to go and enjoy ourselves. And I want to thank them all for the work that they do, because I understand it's a lot of work, but we get to come and have fun and go and visit. So if you get a chance, I definitely encourage you to go to a Mayberry event near you and have fun there. So believe me, they are a great deal of fun because you get to meet people like Al Gandolfi and like you, people that are listening to this show. You get to meet other people just like you, and you'll have a lot of fun. Hey, I got a special note here I was going to play for you. Let me play this for you.
I'm fixing to call Cousin Goober. You know what? I don't think he's been listening to that Two Chairs, No Waiting podcast. It's real good and real nice. That's all I got to say. Golly.
There's Gomer Pyle. That's Gary Crane, the Gomer Pyle impersonator, tribute artist. Wow, what a great voice he's got. Now, that, just so you'll know, that was a good take. Now, you know, for me, it's more fun when you actually hear the blooper. So here's a blooper.
I'm getting ready to call Goober. You know what? I don't think he's listening to that Two Chairs and No podcast.
Anyway, Gary is a great guy. He did a few of these for me. I may be playing those in the next few weeks on the podcast. And I appreciate him taking time to do that. So, folks, I would love to hear from you. I'd like to hear from you, just like we heard from Al, and hear your thoughts about this episode or past episodes of Two Chairs, No Waiting. And you can contact me by calling 888-684-8415, or you can email me at floyd@imayberry.com. Or you can also drop by the podcast website at twochairsnowaiting.com and leave comments there. We got a lot of comments from last episodes, so I'll be reading those on the air or on the podcast in the coming weeks. And I would love to hear from you. You can also go one other place to facebook.com/twochairs. And not only can you go there and leave your comments, but you can talk to each other. That's a great place to go and visit with one another. If you're on Facebook, it's a good place to go. Even if you're not on Facebook, you can still go and see the pages and see pictures and things from past episodes of the podcast. You can also listen to the podcast right there, just like you can at twochairsnowaiting.com. So, folks, I just want to thank you again for dropping by and spending some time with me here in Mayberry. And hope to see you guys next time on Two Chairs, No Waiting. Till then, bye, y'all.
You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavor swirling together with cold brew topped with a velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. And that imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. Participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.